When it's time to seed grass, fertilize turf, or add a pop of color to your yard, Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered with unbeatable deals on lawn and garden essentials. Find value on everything you need in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
We all have a responsibility to use our resources wisely, and farmers are great examples of how it's done because they work hard every day to meet the needs of tomorrow. Scott Tim joins us. He comes from a diversified farming operation in Greene County, and he has prioritized environmental sustainability, so much so that he was named one of Wisconsin Farm Bureau's 35 Under 35 for his work. He says he doesn't do it alone. He belongs to a group of farmers that is committed to protecting the soil and the water.
So I am a part of the farmer-led watershed group called Greene County Clean Waters, where we are trying to learn more and also expose farmers to what no-till and cover crops and planting green can do and how it will benefit their farm. Also continually learning on different rotations and different seed combinations for cover crops, and just helping collaborate in host environments that allow farmers to get together and learn from each other so everybody's not creating the recreating the wheel themselves.
Scott, do you have any success stories to share with us on how your watershed protection group has made a difference in your area?
We got accepted for our second grant this year, and we have about 25 farmers planting cover crops. A cover crop is a crop that you would grow not as your main production crop, like corn or soybeans or alfalfa or something in the summer, but more to try to provide a living root in the ground over winter. So that way the ground is protected from rain and heavier storms that we have seen a lot of in the most recent years, as well as wind erosion, which sometimes we don't think about, and just because we don't see it happen overnight, it is certainly happening. That crop we're not necessarily going to be profiting off of directly, but as we grow that and we have a crop established or a living plant established in the spring, when we get those heavy rains, it helps absorb the water by kind of catching the raindrops and slowly letting them absorb into the ground. Also, the worms use those plants to have a food source throughout the winter when sometimes ground would be bare. There's not as much food and sugars in the ground for them to be living off of. And then the more life they have, the more holes they put in the ground, so that way water goes in the ground faster, because when the water goes in the ground, we're going to store that and use that for our crop, and then we also reduce the likelihood that the water runs across the surface, taking nutrients and soil off the farm, which causes us to have to replenish them and costs a lot of money. As well as, you know, soil is not a renewable resource. So by protecting that and putting water in the ground, we're not allowing all the water to rush to the rivers and take a lot of our soil and nutrients with it.
Cover crops are an example of conservation tools that farmers use to protect their natural resources for generations to come. Scott Tim along with us. He farms near Monroe, Wisconsin in Greene County, producing a variety of crops from CBD to sweet corn. Scott is one out of a billion people who will be recognizing Earth Day this year. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.